弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
有一个美国人，他的名字叫 C.S. Lovett.
There's an American by the name C.S. Lovett.
他好几年前写了一本非常畅销的传福音的书。
Many years ago, he wrote a bestseller book regarding evangelism.
也许中文的翻译可以翻成引人信主容易法。
The English name is Soul Winning Made Easy.
这本书它是根据市场上销售的技术写出来的。
He wrote the book according to the sales numbers in the market.
Lovett 先生对基督徒讲话。
He was speaking to Christians.
他这么说。
He said this.
你们是销售员。
You are salesmen.
一个受过训练的引人归主者
，the trained soul winner，
会带领一位有希望信主的人来到一个为基督做决定的时候
，can bring his prospect to a decision for Christ。
没有中间点的
，there's no middle point。
他一直很肯定的，以及很有技巧的。要带人走到救恩的时刻。
As he moves with surety and deftness right up to the point of salvation.
他的谈话控制让这件事情有可能发生。
It is his conversation control that makes this possible.
他完全知道他每一步应该说什么。
He knows exactly what he is going to say each step of the way.
他甚至能预测这位要信主的人可能的反应。
And can even anticipate his prospect's response.
他能让谈话集中在主要的问题上。
He is able to keep the conversation focused on the main point.
而让一些不相关的东西跑进来。
And prevent unrelated materials from being introduced.
这个被控制的谈话技巧是传福音当中的一个新东西。
The controlled conversation technique is something new in evangelism.
它代表引人信主的一个真正的突破。
And represents a real breakthrough in soul winning.
然后拉比先生教导这些很诚恳的基督徒们。
And then Mr. Lovett continued to teach those devoted Christians.
你要怎么样的讲
？How to speak.
然后他还给一些很有帮助的暗示。
He also gave you some helpful tips.
比如说
，For example.
当你讲完福音以后
，After finish the preaching.
你需要逼对方做个决定。
You need to press them to make a decision.
怎么逼他呢
？How to press them.
他说就把你的手啊很坚决地按在他的肩膀上。
It's lay your hand firmly on the shoulder of the person.
或者按在他的手臂上。
Or put on his arm.
然后用一种半命令式的口气。
And then you speak with a semi commanding tone.
对他说。
And say to him.
和我一起低下头。
Bow your head with me.
拉比先生说啊
，The Miss Lovett says，
他说请注意
，Please note，
当你讲这句话的时候
，When you say this，
不要看他
，Do not look at him，
你自己就先低下头
，Bow your head first，
你眼角可以稍微偷看他一下
，And maybe you can just sneak from the corner of your eye，
你会看到他起初有点犹豫不决啊
，You may see him first hesitate，
然后。当他的反抗力瓦解的时
Then as his resistance crumbles
他的头也会低下来
His head will come down
你在他肩膀上的手啊会感觉他整个人的放松下来
Your hand that's on his shoulder you will realize it's gradually relaxing
你便知道他的心屈服了
And then you will know when his heart is yielding
拉维先生说啊
So Miss Lovett said
把你的头先低下来
Bow your head first
会产生猛烈的 心理上的压力
will cause tremendous psychological pressure.
Mark David 牧师
is a pastor Levitt.
Mark David.
There's another pastor with Mark David.
他写了一本书叫做《健康教会的九个记号》。
So he wrote the book Nine Healthy Marks of a Healthy Church.
那么他就在这里问一个问题。
So he asked a different question.
他说：“今天不晓得多少教会。
We don't know how many churches today.
充满了这种心理上被压迫，但不是真的被神的灵改变的人。
They're full of pressure in their minds, but they're not.” By God's Spirit.
也许我们过去传福音没有用这心理上压力的方法。
Maybe in our past evangelism we did not use the psychological pressure.
但是因为我们太希望，对方能够口头上说他要信耶稣。
But we really hope they would say that they were touched by they want to believe in Jesus.
我们便用利诱的方法。
So we use a way to.Use a benefit to tempt them.
我们只讲好处，不讲代价。
We only use talk about the benefits at all costs.
并且我们会强调。
We may even emphasize.
相信耶稣是很简单、很容易的。
It is very simple, very easy to believe in Jesus.
你只要口里一承认。
All you have to do is confess.
只要嘴巴里面讲。
You just say it in your mouth.
或者跟我做一起祷告。
Or you make a prayer with me.
就成功了。
Then you're succeeding.
马克戴夫牧师又问了。
So Pastor David asked another question.
当我们这样传福音的时候。
When we preach this way.
我们究竟对福音做了什么。
What have we done for evangelism?
我们是不是因为自己误解福音。
Is it because we misunderstood the gospel?
以致教会虽然充满了人。
That's why even the church full of people.
但却不认识神。
But they do not know God.
我们需要回到圣经。
We need to go back to the Bible.
看圣经怎么讲。
See what the Bible says.
四个礼拜前。
Four weeks ago.
我开始一系列的讲到提到健康的教会。
I start a series on a healthy church.
我们提到说健康教会的第五个记号是个合乎圣经的传福音。
Today, the fifth mark of a healthy church is a biblical evangelism.
这个第五个记号跟前面的两个记号都有关系。
The fifth mark is related to the previous two.
都和救恩有关系。
It has something to do with salvation.
第三个记号是有关于福音。
The third one is regarding gospel.
什么是福音
？What is gospel？
什么是不是福音
？What is not gospel？
福音究竟应该包含什么
？What is to be contained in the gospel？
第四个记号
，The fourth mark，
它谈到归主 ，conversion。
It's about
conversion。
Conversion，
一个人归主究竟是怎么发生的
？How does a person be converted？
是神的工作
？Is God's work？
是人的工作
？Is man's work？
是天人合作吗
？Is it the work of each？Together with God and man.
今天我们看第五个记号。
Today we'll look at the fifth mark.
我们根据圣经来学习怎么传福音。
Let's study how to do evangelism according to the Bible.
我们今天要看三个问题。
We're going to see three questions.
谁应该传福音？
Who should evangelize?
如何传福音？
How to evangelize?
第三个问题，为什么？
The third question, why?
我们先看第一个问题。
Let's look at first.
谁应该传福音
？Who should evangelize？
有人说传福音是牧师的工作。
Some people say the work of evangelism belongs to the pastor.
因为他受过专门的训练。
The church has special training.
他们有更多的时间去做。
He has more time to do it.
有人说传福音是长老、执事、牧师们的工作。
Some would say the work should belong to the elders, the deacons, and the pastors.
以及主日学老师、团契负责人、查经班负责人的工作。
Or the, including Sunday school teachers and the leaders of Bible study and fellowship.
这些人对圣经比较熟。
They are more familiar with the Bible.
他们也常跟人谈讲圣经。
They often talk about Bible with other people.
这些讲话都有一些道理。
They may seem to have some right.
但耶稣怎么说
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣在升天之前
Before Jesus ascended
给门徒一个命令
He gave a commandment to disciples.
我们称为大使命。
With a great commandment.
刚才主席已经跟我们念。
Our presider just read it.
这个大使命里是耶稣告诉我们。
So in the great commandment, Jesus tells us.
这个命令是给每一位信徒的。
This commandment is for all believers.
如果耶稣给命令。
If Jesus gave you the commandment.
他也会给能力。
He will also give you the ability.
让你有力量能够这样做。
So you can, you're capable of doing it.
所以耶稣说，天上地下的权柄都在我的手中啊。
So Jesus says that the power from heaven to earth are in my hands.
耶稣怕我们忘记这一件事情。
Jesus fear that we may forget this.
所以到了使徒行传的时候，他又再讲一次。
So he said once again in the book of Acts.
让我们打开使徒行传。
Let's open your book to the book of Acts.
第一章第七节到第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
使徒行传第一章第七节到第八节。
Acts 1, chapter 1, 7, verse 7 and 8.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄守定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降你们在身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证，做我的见证，传他的福音。耶稣告诉我们，传福音是每一个属于他的人的责任。
Jesus tells us that to evangelize is a responsibility for all that believe in him.
这些门徒听了耶稣的教训，有没有去做呢？
Those who heard the teachings of Jesus, did they go do it?
有的。
Some did.
我们稍微看几处有代表性的圣经节。
Let's read some verses that represent this.
我们看使徒行传。
Acts.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
41到42节。
Verse 41-42.
五章四十一四十二。
5:41-42。
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配位证明受辱。他们就每日在店里，在家里，不住的教训人，传耶稣是基督。再看第八章第一节到第四节。
Then we'll read verse 8, chapter 8, verses 1 and 4.
第八章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 8, verses 1 through 4.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处，有虔诚的人把史提凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。那些分散的人往各处去传道。再看一处。
Let's read another part.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
十九到二十一节。
Verses 19 to 21.
十一章十九到二十一节。
Chapter 11:19-21.
那些因使提凡的事遭患难世上的门徒，直走到腓尼基和居比路，并安提亚，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。但内中有居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提亚，也向希利人传讲主耶稣，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。这些代表性的圣经节就告诉我们，当时的每个门徒的确是在传福音。
So this represents the verses of the Bible tells us those believers in those days are preaching the gospel.
使徒彼得到后来他又再次的教导我们这个道理。
Apostle Peter also taught us the same truth.
请我们打开彼得前书第二章。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节到第十节。
Verses 9 to 10.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第九节到第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
你有的话请你跟我一起念。
Please read together with the pastor.
一起来。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要向你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙连续。彼得这边提醒他们说，你们现在是祭司啊。
So Peter reminds them, now you are priests.
旧约的时候，只有利未人才有他的子孙才有资格做祭司。
In the Old Testament time, only the Levites can be priests.
啊，特别亚伦的后代。
Only the descendants of Aaron.
其他的十一个支派没有资格。
The other 11 tribes are not qualified.
但彼得告诉我们，今天我们每一个人都是祭司。
So today, Peter tells us we all are.
我们有一个责任去把这个福音告诉人。
So we have a responsibility to tell the gospel to people.
那么彼得三章十五节。
I go to
彼得前书
First Peter chapter 3.
三章十五节。
Verse 15.
请大家跟我一起念。
Let's read together with Pastor.
来，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由。就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。彼得说，当有人说你为什么这样的平安呢？
If some people ask you, why are you so peaceful?
最近经济很不好，你怎么还这样的平安呢？
You know, the economy is so bad, how come you are still peaceful?
你为什么还有喜乐呢？
How do you have
peace? 你为什么能有盼望呢？
How do you guys have hope?
彼得说，这就是个传福音的好机会。
So Peter said, this is a good chance to spread the gospel.
第一个问题是应该传福音。
So who should evangelize?
每一位属于神的人。
All belongs to God.
每一位基督徒。
All Christians.
有时候我们没有去传福音。
Sometimes we did not evangelize.
我们把这责任交给别人。
We give the responsibility to other people.
如果我们能够很坦白的讲的话。
If we can be honest with.
其中一个主要的原因，我们不晓得怎么做。
One of the reasons we do not know how to do it.
那我们看第二大点。
Let's look at the second question.
如何传福音？
How to evangelize?
首先要把福音讲出来。
First, you need to speak, present the gospel.
福音有四个要素。
There are four elements of a gospel.
神
God
人
People, man
基督
Christ
以及你的回应
and your response.
这个道理我在第三讲的时候有已经有详细的解释过。
This truth I already explained in the third talk.
我们要简单的告诉人。
We want to simply tell people.
神是谁？
Who is God?
他的个性怎么样？
What are his attributes?
他和人的关系如何？
What's his relationship with man?
我们要告诉人的情况如何？
We tell them what's the condition of man.
将来会怎么样？
What's going to happen to them?
他会去哪里？
Where is he going to go?
结局如何?
What's the result?
我们需要告诉他基督是谁?
We need to tell them who is Christ.
他为人做了什么?
What did he do for people?
他为什么这样做?
Why did he do it?
但不能忘记的。
But when he cannot forget.
需要告诉人。
You need to tell people.
你对神要一个回应。
You have to respond to God.
我们可以很简单的、很清楚的告诉人说。
We can simply and easily tell, clearly tell people.
如果他们悔改跟相信,
if they repent and believe,
他们就会得救,
they will be saved.
但同时有三件事情他们需要知道,
but there's three things they need to know.
第一件事情,
the first,
这个决定是代价高的,
the decision is costly.
我们必须把福音讲清楚,
we must.Be clearly about the gospel.
讲得准确。
Be precise in our.
不要因为福音里面有一些困难的部分。
Don't let there be some difficult things in the gospel.
不容易解释的部分。
And uneasy, difficult to explain.
人不喜欢的部分。
Or when they do like the part.
或是负面的部分。
Or too much and negative.
我们就 hold back, 我们就隐瞒不讲。
Then we'll be holding those parts back.
许多人会认为。
Many people will believe.
当我们提到福音里面的罪,
when we mention sin in the gospel,
人的邪恶,
the evilness of people,
将来的审判,
and the future judgment,
跟随主的牺牲,
and also the sacrifice to make to follow
Christ, 人需要舍己悔改,
we need to sacrifice ourselves and repent.
哦，这都是负面的,
those are all negative.
这会打击人的自尊跟自负的,
so you're going to hurt people's self-esteem.
所以就不讲了,
therefore, they would not talk about it.
如果是这样的话,
if that's the way,
你对福音不诚实,
you're not honest to the gospel.
当你把真理面的一些东西重要的, 但是不可口的部分隐藏起来,
if you hide some part of the gospel that's important, but it's not appropriate for people,
这是一种操纵人的行为,
that means you're trying to control people.
它等于你在卖一个不假的商品,
it's like you're selling a fake product.
我们需要知道,
we need to know,
不是每个人都诚实地寻找真理,
not everyone will seek truth honestly.
有些人来教会,
some come to the church.
他希望他的生活能得到改善,
he was hoping his life may be changed.
他希望他的先生太太会对他好,
he or she hopes his spouse will be nice.
他希望他的疾病得到医治,
he wants his illness will be cured.
他希望他的经济情况能够改进,
he wants to improve his economic status.
他不是真的想要寻找耶稣,
he's not really wanting to seek Christ.
所以当问题没有的, 他也不要耶稣,
so when the problem is over, they does not need Christ.
我们需要有机会告诉他,
we need to have time to opportunity to tell them.
说圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
人的罪性让我们跟神远离啊,
because our sinful nature leads us apart from Christ, God.
不但跟他远离, 还跟他对敌啊, 围敌啊,
not only we're apart from him, we're against him.
当你聚会让人知道他是在站在一种失落跟有罪的情况之下,
you need to let him know he is in a lost and sinful position.
他开始知道说他需要福音了,
then he would begin to know he needs the gospel.
但是这个福音是有代价,
but it would be costly.
耶稣说得很清楚,
Jesus said clearly,
说相信他的人会付代价,
he says whoever believes in himself carry the cross, and it's a high cost.
那我们看路加福音9章23节,
let's go to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音9章23节,
chapter 9 20, verse 23.
9章23节, 路加福音, 耶稣又对众人说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 天天背起他的十字架, 来跟从我。 耶稣先问说, 你要不要?
Jesus asked, do you want to?
你需要做个决定,
you need to make a decision.
如果要的话, 需要舍己啊。
If you want to, you have to deny yourself.
你没有自己啊,
there's no more self.
你不再自己做主啊,
you do not just make your own decisions.
你要让耶稣做主啊,
you have to let Jesus to be your Lord.
你一切的属于他的,
all you have belong to him.
你不再自己做主啊,
you no longer make decisions for yourself.
这个代价高不高啊?
Is this a high cost?
不但这样,
not only this,
他还说, 天天背起他的十字架跟从我,
so you have to take off your cross daily and follow me.
不是那次决定就算了,
it's not just to make one decision at one time,
而是以后每天的事,
but it's daily, every day.
耶稣说要我们好好考虑这个决定,
so Jesus, you want to carefully consider this decision.
他不像我们考虑的决定以后又改变了,
he doesn't want to make a decision then change our mind.
就常常要回去啊,
or we have to return.
所以到了路加福音9章62节,
so when you come to chapter verse
62, chapter 9 verse 62, 耶稣告诉,
Jesus tell us, if you make your decision,
你没有向前走啊,
you didn't move forward,
反而常常往后看,
you continue to look back,
怀念在过去最终的生活,
still try to remember your sinful life in the past.
所以你人虽然已经离开埃及啊,
so even though you have your body left Egypt,
你还一直怀念在埃及的黄瓜韭菜,
you still try to remember those cucumbers back in Egypt.
跟随耶稣这个决定有代价。
So the decision to follow Christ has a cost.
虽然救恩你不能做什么,
even though you cannot do anything for the salvation,
虽然救恩是神为你免费预备,
even though salvation was prepared for you by God
free,
but if you receive the salvation, follow Christ, there is a cost.
第二件事情,
the second thing,
这个决定是紧急的,
so the decision is urgent.
不晓得你有没有这样的经验?
I don't know if you have such experience.
有时候你看到一些这种, 百货店在拍卖,
sometimes see those department stores, they have a big sale.
好像Macy在一个大的sale.
For example, Macy has a sale.
打折打四折.
They give a 40% discount.
你不马上买,
you do not buy right away.
你要等一个更好的交易啊。
You're waiting for another deal.
等打五折的。
You're waiting for the 50%
discount. 打七折的。
Or 70%.
最好打九折的。
Even be better if 90% discount.
你要等一个更好的交易。
You're waiting for a better deal.
或者说你看到你的行动电话的广告,
or if you look at the act on your cell phone,
如果你签一个两年的合同,
if you sign a 2-year contract,
这个行动电话就免费送给你,
so they give you free, your cell phone free,
但你不马上签啊,
but you do not sign the agreement right away,
你在等啊,
you're waiting,
你看看有没有更好的交易,
is there any better deal,
或者说你订一些杂志,
or you prescribe some magazine,
也是这样的用心啊,
it's the same way.
一年的订阅费已经被打折打了五折了,
so they ought to give you 50% discount for a year.
你觉得还不够,
you want more stuff,
还要等等看,
you want to wait,
看看他还有没有送其他的东西,
you could give you any free gifts,
有没有更好的交易,
is there any better deal.
但是关于福音,
but regarding gospel,
不用再等了,
don't wait,
不会有更好的交易,
there won't be any better deal.
根据, 圣经,
according to the Bible,
耶稣是去神那边唯一的道路,
Jesus is the only way we can go to God.
约翰福音14章第6节告诉我们,
Jesus told us in John 14 verse 6,
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命, 若不借着我没有人能到父那里去,
so Jesus said, I am the way, life, and no one can come to the Father except through me.
使徒行传4章12节,
In chapter 4 of the book of Acts, verse 12.
使徒行传4章12节,
Acts 4:12.
除他以外, 别无拯救, 因为在天下人间, 没有赐下别的名, 我们可以靠着得救, 没有别的路,
it's not the way,
没有别的打折更多的方法,
there's no other method of more discount,
没有一条道路比这个更容易走,
there's no other way is easier than this,
如果耶稣是唯一的道路,
if Jesus is the only way,
那你还等什么?
So what are you waiting for?
圣经提醒我们,
the Bible reminds us,
如果我们听到福音,
if we heard the gospel,
如果我们清楚明白,
if we clearly understood,
就不要再等了,
then don't wait.
我们看一处圣经节,
let's read one passage,
希伯来书4章7节,
Hebrews, the book of Hebrews chapter 4,
希伯来书4章7节,
Hebrews 4, 7,
希伯来书4章7节,
Hebrews 4, 7,
请大家跟我一起念,
let's read together with pastor,
一起来,
three,
所以过了多年, 就在大卫的书上, 又限定一日, 如云上所引的说, 你们今日若听到的话, 就不可硬着心, 这句话是引自于旧约的诗篇,
so this taken from the old Psalms of the Old Testament.
我们回到旧约95篇, 诗篇95篇,
let's go back to Psalm 95,
第6节到第8节,
from verse 6 to 8,
95篇第六到第八节。
Psalm 95 verses 6 to 8。
来呀，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们耶和华面前跪下，因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民，唯愿你们今天听他的话。你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的马萨。我们每一个人都没有无穷尽的时间。
None of us has an unlimited time.
我们没有办法指定说我要在某年、某月、某日、某个场合之下接受福音。
We cannot say I will receive God on a certain day, certain time, and certain condition.
当我们有机会接受福音。
When we have the opportunity to accept the gospel.
当我们清楚明白福音是什么。
When we clearly understand what is gospel.
你不会等到更好的交易。
You will not be able to wait for better deal.
也许有人心里会这么说。
Maybe some of you will think.
我很同意福音的真理。
I agree with the truth of the gospel.
但是呢。
But.
我还是还想我再自私的再活几年呢。
I still want to live, selfishly want to live a few years.
等我的愿望都达到以后，我再来转向耶稣啊。
After all my wishes fulfilled, then I accept Jesus.
这种打算是蛮好的哈。
This seems to be a pretty good plan.
Okay. 我先享受，再来相信。
I enjoy first and then believe.
等我把东西全部抓完以后，我再来慢慢跟随耶稣啊。
After I grab all things, I come.Follow Jesus.
只是生命不在你的手中。
But life is not in your hands.
时间不在你的控制之下。
Time is not under your control.
所以保罗提醒我们一句话。
That's why Paul reminded us.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
十五节到十七节。
15 to 17.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
十五到十七。
Verse 15 to 17.
这里说你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，单像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。这边说爱惜光阴。
Here says you are to cherish the opportunity.
保罗解释为什么，因为现今的时代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
邪恶有这种危险的意思。
The evil means danger.
我们不晓得以后会发生什么。
We don't know what's going to happen.
我们不晓得哪一天会有什么样的事情发生在我们的身上。
We don't know when something will happen to us.
我们不知道生命究竟有多久。
We don't know just how long is life.
所以说，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So you say, don't be a foolish, but understand God's.
你真正能够有的是现在。
What you can really have is the present.
当你清楚地明白福音。
When you clearly understood the gospel.
做个智慧人。
Be a wise man.
这个决定不但是代价高，不但是紧急的。
This decision not only is costly, not only is urgent.
这个决定是值得的。
And also this decision is worth it.
过去有没有人做这样的决定？
Have anyone made such a decision?
许多人。
Many have.
希伯来书十一章。
So on book of Hebrew chapter 11.
被称为信主之人的英雄榜。
So it's called the
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame of the Believers.
在十一章里面提到许多的人。
It's mentioned many people in chapter 11.
有的人名字被写下来。
Some names were written on them.
有的名字没有被写了。
Some names was not.
这些人付出他们的代价。
They all have paid their cost.
但他们知道这个决定是值得的。
But they know that decision is worth it.
所以到了希伯来书十二章。
So we came to chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews.
神的圣经的作者勉励我们。
So the author of the Bible encouraged us.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
我们既有这许多的见证人。如同云彩围着我们， 就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。我们的耶稣基督都做了这样的决定。
Our Jesus Christ made such a decision.
他看重到神要给他的喜乐。
So he emphasized the pleasure that would come from God.
他愿意承受这个代价。
He's willing to suffer the cost.
所以十二章第一节提醒我们。
That's why it reminds us in chapter 12, verse 1.
我们应当放下各样的重担。
So let's throw off everything that hinders us.
重担可以指不少的东西。
The hindrance can be many things.
但重担常常也指我们在世界上拼命追求的东西。
So oftentimes it means the things we continue to pursue in the world.
我们追求到一个地步啊。
If we pursue it to the point.
我们不要神。
We left God.
我们要自己做主。
We just want to make our own decisions.
那这些东西就变成我们的缠累。
So those things become our hindrance.
也是说把它摆在旁边。
So it's just laid off.
他自己给我们做了他的榜样。
He did that example for us.
有人可能心里会问呢。
Some of you may ask.
当我跟从耶稣。
If I follow Jesus.
我究竟得到什么？
What will I have?
我究竟得到哪些值得的？
What thing is worth of it?
首先你得到天父。
So the first you're going to have is your heavenly father.
你跟神一个父子的关系。
So you will have a father-son relationship with God.
并且我们的罪得到赦免。
And also our sins will be forgiven.
我们有人生的意义。
We have meaning in life.
我们清楚人生的目的。
We clear understand the purpose of life.
我们有不犯罪的自由。
We have the freedom not to commit sin.
我们有一个属灵的家。
We have a spiritual home.
我们有新的属灵的弟兄姐妹。
We have a new spiritual brothers and sisters.
有人教导我们。
Someone teaches us.
让我们更认识神。
So we may know God more.
有人警告我们哪些事情不应该做。
Some will warn us what things we should not do.
哪些危险的事情不要上当。
Don't fall for some dangerous things.
并且我们有永恒的希望。
Give us eternal hope.
并且我们将来是肯定的。
And also we are confirmed for the future.
当我们跟人分享耶稣的时候，
so when we share Jesus with people,
我们对跟随主的困难或苦难，我们要诚实。
We need to be honest to tell them the trials we have following Christ.
但我们但并不表示我们 也把跟随主的好处隐藏起来。
Doesn't mean we need to hide the benefits of following Christ.
虽然有苦难有困难，
even though there may be trials,
但神的祝福远超过这些。
But the blessing is far succeeding this.
因为苦难困难是暂时的。
Because those trials and difficulties are only
有限的，
it's limited.
但是神所给的是永远的跟无限。
But what God gives us is eternal and infinite.
好几年前，
so many years ago,
一个出生在波特兰 Oregon 的美国人，
There was an American who was born in Portland, state of Oregon.
他的名字叫 Gene Elliott.
That's his name, Gene Elliott.
他是29岁的时候他还去做宣教士。
He became a missionary at age 29.
他想去南美洲一个国家叫 Ecuador, 去那边传福音。
So he wanted to be a missionary to go to a South American.
他和四个年轻的宣教士一起去。
So he went together with four young missionaries.
他们知道那边很困难。
They know it was going to be difficult.
会受苦。
There'll be suffering.
甚至有生命的危险。
Even their life can be dangerous.
但他们还是决定去。
But they decided to go.
很可惜。
It's a pity.
他们五个人去了以后。
Five of them who went there.
就被当地的土人攻击。
So they were attacked by the natives.
他们五个人全部死在当地土人的刀跟剑之下。
They were all killed by the swords of those natives.
Jim Elliot 的尸体也被这个河水往下冲到很远的地方，后来才给他捡到。
So his body was dumped into the river much many times later that was discovered.
Jean's 太太, 她的名字叫 Elizabeth Elliot.
So Jean's wife's name is Elizabeth.
她和其他几个宣教士的太太,
and the other wives of the missionary.
她们再回去,
they brought their body back. They continued to know those natives.
他们把神的福音告诉他们,
continued to tell them the gospel of God.
慢慢的他们开始有人相信耶稣基督。
So gradually some of those natives began to believe.
金埃利亚去世前,
before Jean died, I was dying.
他讲了一句很出名的话,
he has said a very famous,
有可能他预计以后他的生命会怎么样。
It's possible. It's possible he can anticipate his life in the future.
他讲的话在你们节目单上面,
what he said was printed on the program.
也许中文的翻译可以这么说,
maybe this is the Chinese translation.
一个人给了他不能保留的, 去得到他不能失去的, 他这个人不是傻瓜,
he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
他付出的代价高啊,
the cost of his ministry is high.
他甚至付出他的生命,
he even paid with his life.
但他知道他所得到的,
but he knows what he will gain.
远超过他所付出的,
far succeeding what he has paid off.
我们看第二个小点,
that's the second point.
我们除了告诉说有这三个决定,
now that we call them, there are three decisions.
我们需要使, 依靠祷告跟使用圣经,
we need to teach them to depend on prayer and use the Bible.
在没有传福音之前, 为这个人祷告,
you need to pray for them before you evangelize.
祷告什么?
What are you going to pray for?
他能够明白我所讲的,
so they can understand what I'm saying.
祷告他能够有回应,
pray that they may respond.
祷告他愿意跟随耶稣,
and pray that they may, they are willing to follow Christ.
上个礼拜, Watson 牧师,
last week of Pastor Watson,
在他讲道里面,
in his preaching,
教导我们有关于归主的真理,
so he taught us the truth on the conversion.
其中一个真理在使徒行传26章,
one of the truths was in chapter 26 of the book.
我们看26章20节,
let's go to Acts 26 verse 20.
26章20节,
Acts 26 20.
说先在大马士, 后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地, 以及外邦, 劝勉他们, 应当悔改, 归向神, 行事与悔改的心相称。 这边有好几个动词,
there are many verbs,
悔改,
repent,
归向,
return,
然后行事,
and then act,
然后有悔改,
and then there are repentance.
这个道理同样的记载，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》,
the same truth was recorded in the First Thessalonians.
第一章第九节,
chapter 1 verse 9.
第一章第九节,
chapter 1 verse 9.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像。 归向神, 要服侍, 那又真又活的神。 这边又是好几个动词。
Here also the many verbs.
离弃,
desert,
归向,
return to,
然后服侍,
and then to serve.
这都是我们希望听到福音人有的反应。
So this kind of response we like to hear from those who heard the gospel.
这是我们希望达成的目的。
This is the purpose we want to reach.
但这个目的只有神能够让它发生。
But only this can happen by God's power.
我们没有一个人做得到。
None of us can do it.
所以我们只能祷告。
That's why we can only pray.
我们只有祷告。
We can only pray.
求神的恩典临到他的身上。
We ask God's mercy to be upon them.
求神怜悯他。
To make God have mercy.
打开他属灵的眼睛,
open their spiritual eyes.
打开他属灵的耳朵,
open their spiritual ears.
让他的灵能再次被苏醒过来。
So once again his soul will be refreshed, so that he may enter into light from darkness, so that he may repent, believe, and turn to God. And other than prayer, we can use the Bible. So to learn how to evangelize, to use the Bible. You need to let others know. The gospel that you're talking about is not your own opinion. It's not what you think. It's God's word. And God already decided for a person to be saved, they have to go through God's word. Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
可见信道是从听道来, 听道是从基督的话来的。 我们需要把神的话告诉他。
We need to tell them God's word.
以后我会有一两次的讲座。
In the future, I'm going to have one or two workshops.
让我们一起学习怎么样用圣经来传福音。
Let us learn together how to evangelize using God's word.
第三个小点。
The third little point.
将你自己的生命和教会全体的生命做见证。
So, and witness by your personal and the church life.
我们看马太福音第3章第8节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 3.
第3章第8节
Verse 8
你们要结出果子来, 与悔改的心相称。 我们再回到使徒行传26章20节。
Let's go back to Acts 26 verse 20.
使徒行传26章20节。
Acts 26 verse 20. 劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
我们个人的生命,
our personal life,
以及教会每一个会员,
and every member of the church,
应该给我们传福音的时候增加福音的可靠性跟确实性。
So they should give us, when we are evangelized people, to have the credibility and reliability of the message.
这是为什么教会会员的地位, membership 是这样的重要。
This is why it's so important of the membership of the church.
因为每一个会员都是在分担一件事情, 要告诉世界上的人, 基督徒是谁。
Because every member of the church is going to share to tell the world who is Christ.
We need
to know ourselves what is the position of a member of the church.
We'll
also help other people to understand what is the members of the church. God does not just want to talk with our
mouths.
So God wants us to live out the gospel. I know none of us is a perfect person.
We don't
have a perfect life.
但至少,
but at least,
we can
try to live a life that Bible wants us to live.
让我们的生命别人看起来是长进的。
So people see our life is progressive.
是一天一天不一样的。
It's, every day is different.
过去这5年多里面,
in the past 5 years,
我有时候听到还没有信主的人,
sometimes I heard unbelievers.
他会说我们教会的某个会员,
he would tell us one member of a church. He didn't tell me who.
It's
their reason for not able to believe in Christ.
So
sometimes this member was not very honest.
It
was too obvious.
有的会员言行很言语很难听的，比没有信主人讲话还难听。
Some of our members, what they say is very bad, even worse than those unbelievers.
有的会员利用人呢，占人的便宜。
So some of the members who would take advantage of other people.
有的会员在不信主的面前批评人。
Some of our members criticize other people in front of the unbelievers.
也许是在他不信主的丈夫妻子的前面。
Maybe it's before his unbelieving husband or unbelieving wife.
也许是在一些朋友的面前。
Maybe some of the friends.
可能是在聚餐吃饭的时候。
Maybe when they have a dinner together.
批评某个弟兄姐妹。
They criticize a certain member of the church.
批评执事牧师。
Maybe criticize the pastor or the deacons.
他说他们这样没有办法相信。
Therefore, this is the reason they cannot believe.
我听了一方面是惊奇啊，但心里更难过。
You know, after heard, even though I'm surprised, but my heart is hurt.
我可以稍微了解。
I try to understand.
可能那个会员当时很气愤啊。
Maybe at the time that member was angry.
没有忍耐啊。
They were not enough patience.
要泄心头之气就讲出来。
If you want to get a release, just talk about it.
但他却做了一件大坏事。
But he did a bad thing.
他阻挡一个人相信神。
So become a stumbling block for somebody believing in Jesus.
他不能让整个教会失去的福音的确实性。
He let the church lost the truth of the gospel.
他让教会失去了他应该有的见证。
So he lost the witness of the church.
他也是神所恨恶的人。
So he is also.A kind of person that God would hate.
我不晓得是谁。
I don't know who that person is.
但如果是你。
But if it's you.
如果你想起来了。
If you remembered.
我诚恳地请你要向神认罪。
So I earnestly encourage you to confess to God.
我更鼓励你。
I even encourage you.
回到那个不信主的面前。
Go back to the person who was unbeliever.
告诉他。
And tell him.
你做讲那些不应该做的事情。
You said and did something you should not have.
你已经向神认罪。
You already confessed God.
请他也原谅你。
Also ask him to forgive you.
让他有机会再回来相信。
So that he may return and believe.
我们看第三个题目。
That's the third topic.
为什么要相信？
Why believe?
首先我们要检查你的动机。
First you need to examine your motive.
你可能会奇怪，传福音是好事，为什么要检查动机？
You may think that evangelize is a good thing. Why would I have to examine my motive?
你有人传福音不是真的关心对方的得救。
Because some who evangelize not because they care for other people's salvation.
他传福音可能以下几个错误的动机。
They may have some false motives.
第一个，他赢得一场辩论。
Or he wants to earn an argument.
他要证明他所信的，他所讲的是对的。
He wants to prove what he believes, what he said is true.
对方是错的。
But the opposite is wrong.
他甚至引经据典要把他辩倒。
He even tried to use the old example of Bible to debate.
第二个原错误的原因。
The second false motive.
他想在教会弟兄姐妹的前面呢。
He wants to be in front of the brothers and sisters.
表现他是个属灵的人。
To pretend he is a.
因为只有他在积极的传福音呢。
Only he is only one who is evangelizing.
这是一种骄傲跟虚荣的心。
So this is a kind of self pride.
第三种错误的动机。
The third false motive.
他把传福音的当作天主教里面积功德一样。
So he thought this to evangelize is to lay up his credit.
越多越好啊。
The more, the better.
第四个错误的原因。
The fourth false motive.
他希望有一个名声。
He wants to have a good reputation.
他有传福音的恩赐。
So he has the gift of evangelism.
让人羡慕，让人赞美。
So people can praise him.
可惜的是。
But it's pitiful.
当一个人动机不对的时候。
When your motive is wrong.
他用的方法也常常跟着不对。
Oftentimes the method is also wrong.
他甚至要欲达目的不择手段。
So he would choose all methods to reach a purpose.
传福音时候避重就轻。
So he may avoid the important things.
该讲了他不讲。
He would not talk but he should talk.
不该讲他又多讲。
He may talk too much that he should not have.
他就是没有讲纯正的福音。
But he did not teach the accurate true gospel.
这样的结果有没有害到人？
has he hurt people?
这样的结果有没有荣耀神？
Do you think he has glorified God?
没有在他的考虑当中。
So this he never considered that.
传福音有错误的动机。
So there are false motives in evangelism.
哪些是正当的原因？
What are the right reasons?
有三个。
There are three.
第一个，渴望成为顺服者。
So the first, the desire to be obedient.
他愿意遵守那个大使命。
He wants to follow the great commandment.
保罗也讲过一句话。
Paul also said.
哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
十六到十七节。
Verse 16-17.
哥林多前书第九章十六到十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16-17.
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。保罗讲的太完全了。
Paul says that it's not he's perfect.
他讲的很完全。
Yeah, he said very perfect.
他也讲负面的，也讲正面的。
He talked about negative and also the positive.
他讲说我有责任，但是我又甘心了。
He said I have responsibility, but I also worry.
但是你可以考虑到他渴望成为一个顺服者。
But you can see.He wants, desires to be an obedient person.
第一个原因是爱这个失散的人。
So the second is the love for the lost.
因为失散的人他自己不晓得在危险当中。
So the one that's lost doesn't know he's in danger.
他也都没有办法救自己。
He cannot save himself.
他甚至不知道自己需要什么。
He doesn't even know what he needs.
那么你的心可以像耶稣的心呢？
So your heart can be like the heart of Jesus.
我们看马太福音九章三十六节。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 36.
马太福音九章三十六节。
Matthew 9:36.
说他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊。没有牧人一样的，传福音人的心也像耶稣的心。
So two evangelists should have a heart like Jesus' heart.
希望对方能够得到这位大牧人耶稣基督。
They hope the people can get the great shepherd Jesus.
不再流离困苦。
So no longer helpless.
他的心不但像耶稣心，他的心也像保罗的心。
Not only his heart is like Jesus, his heart should also like Paul.
让我们看罗马书第十章第一节。
Let's go to Roman chapter 10.
罗马书第十章第一节。
Roman 10:1, first one.
请你找到要跟我一起念。
Let's read together with Pastor.
第十章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
来，弟兄们。我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。我们也希望我们的同胞得救。
We also wish our fellow countrymen be saved.
我们希望我们认识的人得救。
We want the people we know be saved.
第三个原因。
So the third reason.
爱神。
Love for God.
这是我们传福音最终的目的。
So this is the final purpose.Of the evangelism.
这个目的让我们做到前面这两个。
So because of this purpose, we can complete the first two.
请我们再看最后一处经文，约翰一书。
Let's go to First John.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
十九节。
Verse 19.
约翰一书第四章十九节。
First John chapter 4 verse 19.
我们爱，因为。神先爱我们。如果神不先爱我们，
If God did not love us first,
我们不知道什么是爱。
We would not know what is love.
我们最多只有人的热情跟同情。
The most we have would be enthusiasm or passion.
但是我们不会去跟一个跟我们没有任何关系的人把神的福音告诉他。
But we would not go tell the gospel to the people who are not related to us.
因为爱神。
Because we love God.
因为神的爱在我们当中。
Because God's love in our
midst. 虽然我对这个人没有什么认识。
Even I don't know this person.
我愿意把这好消息告诉他。
But I'm willing to tell him the good news.
今天我们看到合乎圣经的传福音。
So today we studied the biblical view of evangelism.
我们看到谁应该传福音。
We read who should evangelize.
如何传福音。
How to evangelize.
为什么传福音。
Why to evangelize.
有一件事情我们不能忘记的。
There's one thing we cannot forget.
是我们可以完全肯定的。
So we can completely confirm.
保罗说过。
Paul said.
福音本身有大能。
So the gospel has great power.
我们只要讲福音讲清楚。
We need to speak clearly about the gospel.
等待神的时间。
Waiting for God's time.
如果神的恩典临到对方。
If God's mercy fall upon the person.
他便会悔改跟相信。
So he will repent and believe.
我们的责任。
Our responsibility.
乃是忠心地做这件事情。
Is to earnestly do this thing.
我们的责任不是说看看有没有收割。
So our job is not to see if there's any harvest.
或什么时候可以收割。
Or when to harvest.
这是神的工作。
That's God's work.
我们不要把传福音的果效当作传福音。
Let not mistake that the result of evangelism is evangelism itself.
看看我们四周围。
Look around ourselves.
有些人需要神的福音。
Some people need God's gospel.
可能是你的先生或太太。
Could be your husband, your wife.
是你的父亲母亲。
Your parents.
可能是儿子或女儿。
Could be your daughters and sons.
或者是女婿。
Or your son-in-law.
或者是媳妇。
Or your daughter-in-law.
或者是多年老同学。
Or many years old friends.
你和他经常来往，但是就是没有讲福音。
But you have been together for a long time, but never.
也可能是同事邻居啊。
Could be your coworkers, neighbors.
所以让这些人在我们四周围。
Of the people you see in our surroundings.
有他的目的。
God has His purpose for that.
就是从我们的口中能够听到这个好消息。
So they can hear the good news through our mouth.
我打算三月二十二号礼拜天过后。
I plan on after March 22nd.
礼拜晚上或礼拜三晚上
maybe a Tuesday evening or a Wednesday evening
看哪一天可以接到 CPC 的房间
see which day we can reserve a room from the CPC
八点钟
at 8 o'clock
有一个钟头一个半钟头的时间
there will be one to one and a half hours
有两次的传福音的讲座
there will be two workshops on evangelism
我们学习怎么样传福音
we're going to study how to evangelize
也回答我们传福音所碰到的一些问题。
Also can answer some questions we run into when we evangelize.
好像这个人对福音都没有兴趣，我怎么办
？So what can I do if they have no interest in the gospel?
或者有人告诉我他要信主了，我怎么帮助他
？Or if somebody they want to believe, how can I help him?
下个礼拜天的节目单上。
So your next week in the bulletin
会有更详细的报告。
There will be more precise information.
请你为这个祷告。
Please pray for this.
让我们为传福音的事情祷告。
So we can pray for evangelism.
神要我们做的。
God wants us to do.
就是做一个忠心的讲福音的人而已。
So just to be a faithful person who will speak the gospel.
传福音的结果，时间在神的手中。
So the result and time of evangelism is controlled by God, in God's hands.
去印度宣教的宣教士 William Carey。
So there was a missionary by William Carey.
他去印度几十年了。
He's been working for many, many years.
才有第一个人相信耶稣。
Only after that long time, the one person believed in Christ.
但神，我相信神称他是个忠心的仆人。
But I believe God calls him a faithful servant.
因为我们的责任就是把福音讲清。
Because our responsibility is faithfully to
give God's
gospel. Let's pray.
我们在天上的父我们再次的谢谢你
Our Heavenly Father once again we thank you
你把这么一个重要的工作是交给我们
You give us such an important work
这是多么的荣幸
What a privilege for us
你没有交给天使做
You didn't give that to the angels
你却交给我们做
But you give to us
让我们珍惜这个机会
Let us treasure this opportunity
让我们的目标就是说我怎么样讲福音
That our aim is how to speak the gospel.
按照圣经去讲福音。
According to the Bible to speak.
这是我们的目标跟责任。
So this is our purpose. This is our responsibility.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.